Hello?
Hi, is this Mr. Sanchez?
Yes.
Hi, Mr. Sanchez. This is Natalie with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Yourself?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking. I have a client interview booked for you right now. The call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is now still a good time for you?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Okay, then we'll proceed with the interview. I want to let you know that the call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes, okay?
Okay.
Very good, Mr. Sanchez. I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. Our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google business profile verification steps and outline our next actions together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Before I start with your business details, I do see here that you haven't signed the terms and conditions. Mm-hmm. Can you please help me sign the terms and conditions?
Yeah, I believe I just did it right now.
Let me double check that. Let me update my system. Yes, you did. Thank you for that. Okay, now let's verify your business details to ensure accuracy. If you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know, and I will make those corrections, mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
I have your business name as J.A.S. Hauling and Paving Inc.
Yes, that's correct.
The address that I have on here is 7282 Wally Drive, Denver, Colorado, 80221.
Yes, that's correct.
Is there a suite number, unit number, or apartment number associated with this address?
No, it's just that.
Is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home address, yeah. You could say office, home address, yeah.
Would you like me to hide your address, or would you like me to publicly disclose your address?
That's okay if you publicly disclose it. I have it on my Google profile. It shows exactly where the address is for the company.
Okay. Then we'll leave it like that. That's fine. Can you receive regular mail at this address?
Yes, I do.
Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
I do.
Do you have your license number handy?
Yeah, I do have my license, my driver's license, or what?
No, your business license.
I mean, I only have the Secretary of State.
Okay. That's fine. Later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on 720-341-1249?
Yes, that's fine.
Your email address, is this your email address? jashaulingpaving@gmail.com?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. According to Chris notes, you already have a website and you will be working with that one. We are not creating new one. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, very good. So I am going to activate your call tracking number, which is already included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide you a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool will track every lead and filter out a spam giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. Okay?
Okay.
I am going to give you the number, and please save the number on your contacts. You can save it as Local Splash Leads or Local Splash Customers, whatever is best for you. Let me know when you're ready, please.
Yeah, I'm ready.
The number is 720-720-513-513-88-88-89.
This is pretty much the number for the from the CRM, right?
Yes, this is a number that we will be marketing you with. So every time that the clients see your Facebook ads or your Google profile, they will see this number. We also suggest you to add it on your website. So the potential customer will be dialing this number and the call will be redirected to the instantly to you. And then all the calls from the potential customers will be recorded and you will be able to find them on your Local Splash app or the client dashboard. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Very good, Jesus. Okay, at the end of the call, of the interview, I will make a test call to the number, and you will see how you'll be receiving the calls from the potential customers, okay? Very good. Okay, we can elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting that sounds like this. Hi, thank you for calling JAS Hauling and Paving Inc. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. This voice greeting, Mr. Sanchez, has a one-time fee of $19. Would you like me to add it to your campaign?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Now we are going to identify your most valuable services, which are the keywords. These are the terms that will connect you with your ideal clients that are looking to hire your services now. So according to your website, you do patches, pavement markings, milling and paving, asphalt overlays, seal coating, asphalt resurfacing, professional asphalt overlay. Is that it?
Yeah, so I pretty much have it on my ads mostly to reach out commercial clients. So I have it mostly at paving companies near me, asphalt paving, asphalt, parking lot repair, paving contractors.
You are going way too fast, Mr. Sanchez. Can you give them to me one more time? Because those are the keywords that we will be working with as well. So
okay.
I am ready.
So first one is paving companies near me.
Okay.
Asphalt paving.
Mm-hmm.
Pavement companies near me.
Mm-hmm.
Parking lot repair.
Mm-hmm.
Paving contractors.
Mm-hmm.
Asphalt contractor. Commercial asphalt paving services. And pretty much that's it. Asphalt contractors near me in the area in Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
Pretty much, yeah, that's pretty much it. So anything that has to do with asphalt, mostly, you know, trying to target commercial clients. clients that have big properties with big parking lots. That's your main goal. I'm not really trying to get residential clients just because, you know, it's harder to deal with and it's less volume and, you know, that works.
Of course, it's not worth it. Well, not as much as the commercial. I understand that.
Yep.
Oh, very good, Mr. Sanchez. Once we are done with the interview, I will send you an email with these keywords. And if you want to make any change, either add or remove a keyword, you just need to reply to the email and we will make those changes for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How many years have you been with your company?
My company itself is 5 years old, but experience-wise, in the industry, we have about like 23 years, 25 years in the industry. But my company is 5 years old, barely. Yeah.
Very good. How many people work with your company?
About 8 employees.
Can you please confirm your... here on your Google profile. Let me double check. Showing that your hours of operations are from Monday through Sunday from 7 to 7, from Monday through Friday. Oh, no, it's not Sunday. Sunday is closed. Sorry. From Monday through Friday from 7 to 7, Saturdays from 7 to 5. Is that correct?
Yeah. Can we change it from Monday through Friday, 8 to 6 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday, let's do 8 to 6 also.
Okay. So from Monday through Saturday from 8 to 6, right? And
yeah.
Sunday's closed.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. What types of payment do you accept from your customers?
We usually just do checks. So pretty much just checks. Since they're, you know, big volume jobs and they're expensive, I mean, pretty much, yeah, just checks or wire transfers, I guess. There's no credit cards or anything like that involved there.
Okay. No applications here, like Zelle or Venmo or anything like that?
No, it won't be able to send that amount of money, because normally the jobs that we're aiming towards, they're over like 20,000. They can range from 20,000 to like half a million. So it's,
that makes
yeah.
sense. Of course. Okay. Very good. Well, check and wire transfer. Very good. Okay, Mr. Sanchez, now that we have your business information, you have two options. Option number one is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels, which are Google, Facebook, and Yelp, with no additional fee. Or mm-hmm. option number two is to list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories. Just keep in mind that blanketing hundreds of directories can often lead to spam calls and a waste of time. So I highly recommend the option one.
Yeah, let's do option one.
Okay. Very good. Let's cover your Google Business Profile, which is going to be a key asset for booking high-value jobs. So which mm-hmm. service areas or specific cities would you like to dominate? You can give me up to 10, but ideally 5 for more effective focus within 2 hours drive of your base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just do, I usually have it at about 80 to 100 miles in the Denver area. So it could reach like Fort Collins and, you know, down to like Colorado Springs kind of area, kind of like, you know, the radius. I'm not trying to go way out, but mostly I'm trying to find clients here in the metro area.
Okay. It would help a lot if you give me like a specific areas, like for example, like you said, Fort Collins, what else?
Denver, Thornton, Colorado, Centennial, let me look at the map real quick.
Thank you.
You guys already have, I wouldn't need to give you guys access to my Google profile, right? Because I'm already verified and stuff on there too.
Yes, you actually need to give us access to your profile. I actually just, a couple minutes ago, I sent you an email with the instructions that was going to be our next step after the area coach to give us access to your profile. So we can go through the access in a minute if you just tell me if you want to add more areas or just the one.
Yeah, we could do Commerce City, Denver, mm-hmm. Westminster, Federal mm-hmm. Heights, Lakewood,
mm-hmm.
Thornton, Golden, Englewood, Littleton, Greenwood Village, let's see, Parker, Castle Rock, Brighton, North Glen, Broomfield, Boulder, Erie, Decono, Frederick. That's kind of the same thing. Longmont, Meade, Fort Lupton. Yeah, pretty much anywhere up to Fort Collins and anywhere up to Fort Lupton and Greeley also. But mostly trying to focus more in like the metro area where I have the office. So,
okay.
Mostly right here. Yeah. Mostly anywhere near 7282 Worley Drive.
Okay. That's good, Mr. Sanchez. I'll take care of that. So going back to the access.
Mm-hmm.
In order for us to run your campaign, we do need access to your profile. So I just sent you an email that's titled Important, Please Add Us to Your Google Business Profile. And if that's okay with you, we can go through the steps right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to right now?
Yes, please. I need you to please grant us access as admin, please.
Okay, because it says manager 1179109054881298010704. Is that you?
Where did you get that from? Sorry. My system just updates. It says that you have given us access already. Client added us as manager. Yes. Let me double check that we do have access.
It says the invitation needs to be accepted before the invite can manage the profile.
Yep.
But I just want to make sure it's the same. It's yours, this guy's account. Is it 1179109054881298010704? Is that you guys?
Yes. That is us. We did receive the invite, and my Google team will accept it later. Okay.
Yeah. It just says to. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Thank you, Mr. Sanchez. Okay. We sent you an email that's titled "Action Needed: Pictures Needed for Google Verification." I understand that your profile is already verified, but it's very common that Google requests more than one verification. Sometimes Google feels that your security or something has been compromised and they request you to do a verification again, even three times sometimes. So in that email, we request you to please provide us with pictures of the following. If there's anything that you don't have from these, that's fine. Just upload whatever you have. We request you images from your tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license and insurance, business cards, business registration, and also an invoice that you have provided to a customer in the past. To provide us with these required images, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form that is included in that email. Okay?
Okay, cool. Do I have to do it now?
No. You can do that later.
Okay, cool.
Okay. One growth feature that we offer you, Mr. Sanchez, are weekly Google profile postings to keep your business front and center in local searches. You will be able to preview and update these at any time in your dashboard, and it has no additional fee, and it helps your Google profile. Would you like us to activate this feature for your business?
Is it going to cost me anything?
It's already included.
Okay. I would just have to send you guys pictures, right?
You can send us pictures, or we can help you with that as well.
Yeah, that's fine, yep.
Okay, very good. Then let's talk about Yelp directory. Do you currently have a Yelp page for your business?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. I don't, no.
Okay. Your campaign with us includes that our team create you a Yelp page and optimize it for you. Will that be okay? It's already included.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I do see here that you have a Facebook business page, right?
Yeah, I have one already and I manage it right now. I have two ads running on there.
Okay, so you have... Okay, here it is. You have Facebook ads with us, so we also need to be added as admin on your Facebook business page. I just sent you an email with the instruction, and if that's okay with you, I would like to go through the steps right now.
Yeah, let's go through the steps. So I'm already here at the Ads Manager website. Where exactly do I have to click on here to go to you guys?
You have to open the email that I sent you. You will receive this email in a minute or two. It is showing that you have not received it yet. So just give it a minute, and there will be a link in there that you need to click, please.
Okay. Right here it says grant us. Okay. And click here. It says click here. Cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Connect Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Continue as Jesus. It says, let's see, is requesting to let your product continue, right?
Yes, please.
You're logged in as Jesus Sanchez Jr. Pages. Confirm access. Facebook page, excellent. Okay, cool. I think it's all good. It says, I added you guys. It says, you did it. Great work. You successfully connected one account. Now it's over to Local Splash.
Yes, I just received the invite. Thank you. Okay. We will work with your Facebook ads. Mr. Sanchez, would you like to send us a specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or have our creative team handle these for you?
I mean, I have some images that I could provide you guys with of our work. Do you want me to send you over the images?
Later in the call, in a moment, I will let you know how you can upload pictures and videos and documents, okay? That's fine.
Okay.
Very good. For the Facebook ads, there are three lead response methods. We recommend using the form fill. It will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger. But most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill.
Yeah, that's what I have right here on form. I have one of them running messaging, but I would like form is better. Yep.
Yes, it is. Okay. We'll go with form fill then. With the form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook app, and the information will be sent to you via email and text message in real time. We recommend you reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. These leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the leads tab. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very good. Mr. Sanchez, our team is available from Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Is there any specific day or window that works best for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
I mean, Fridays would be a great day for check-ins and stuff like that. Yeah, Friday at like this time, around the same time right now, like 12 for me.
So only Fridays around noon?
Yeah, around noon, yeah. For check-ins. Okay. Unless it's an emergency or something, I mean, you guys can always call me, you know. It's not a problem. But okay. To do follow-ups, yeah, Friday is fine.
Thank you. Do you have a logo for your
business? I do. Yeah, I do.
Okay. For the logo, for project photos, videos, or documents that you want to share with us, you have two options. First option is a client dashboard. We sent you an email after you spoke with Chris. That's a title, Welcome to Local Splash. There is a link and some credentials. That way you can access the client dashboard. And the second option is the Local Splash app. Once we are done with the client interview, I will send you an email with a video and instructions on how to download and use the app.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm already in the app right now.
Oh, okay. Usually the system tells me that you are already in. Did you just download it? Oh, yes.
Yeah, I downloaded it, yeah.
Okay, great. Well,
and I'm already logged in and everything.
That's awesome. You are one step forward. Okay. I will still send you the email because there is a quick video, 3 or 5 minute video, that it tells you really briefly the best way to use the app. Okay?
Yeah.
Jesus, we use only high quality copyright safe images. So if your submissions are low resolutions, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. Your online campaign will launch in phases. Ads live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Directories and Google Business Profile optimized in parallel. You should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. Please check your dashboard for real-time updates. Your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet with you regularly to review and refine the strategy. Also, Jesus, as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even text messages from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering you unnecessary services for a fee. If you are ever in doubt, forward those to us immediately, but please never pay for additional listings or services unless it is directly through Local Splash. Okay?
Okay. Okay. About the dashboard that you're talking about, it's through the app dashboard, right?
There are two ways to access to your account with us, Jesus. One, the first option is the client dashboard. The client dashboard is in the welcome email. If you go to do you have the welcome email?
Let me see.
We sent this to you on the 13th, Mark, on the 13th, after you spoke with Chris.
Let me see. Okay, yeah, I'm here. Yeah, just click on it.
No, you don't have to do it right now. There is a link and there is a username and password, okay? If you ever want to access your campaign, from somewhere else that is not your phone, from any other device, or you have a partner or a wife or someone that wants to check your campaign, you can give them the link and the credentials. That's option one. And for you, who I think, I imagine that you are the owner, you can just log in, just access to the app, because the app is only for the main line. Okay. So
I accidentally clicked right here. When I clicked on there, your Google profile is not verified, but that's not true. It's because I have two accounts on there. So the one that I have verified is the JAS Hauling and Paving, one that has a logo on it and stuff. There's two. I might have to get rid of the other account just so you guys don't get mixed up.
Yeah, that will be helpful to get rid of the one that you are not. That you are not using, please. So
I'm trying to see how I can get rid of it right now.
Does it make sense about the client dashboard and the app, the difference, and how to use them?
Yeah, it does make sense, yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, I want to book your first campaign review in 3 weeks from now to go over your early results and next steps. 3 weeks from now will be a Monday. So would you like us to do it on Monday, or do you prefer us to do that on Friday?
The client review, you said?
Yes, 3 weeks. 3 weeks from now, we would like to do a client campaign review with you to go over the early results and the next steps. So
Friday,
that would be Monday 6. Would that be okay?
Fine, yeah. Yeah, we could do Monday. Can we do noon?
Yes, of course. Monday noon we'll be calling you Monday noon. Okay. And actually, the call is really short. It's about 10 to 15 minutes. Okay.
Okay. There we go. I already deleted the other account just in case. So there should only be one business account on my Google profile, and it's the one that's verified and has 6 Google reviews. And some pictures and stuff. So hopefully that doesn't confuse you guys.
I don't think so. That will be fine. Our Google manager is great, so I'm sure that he won't get confused, Jesus. Right now, I would like to test your call tracking phone number. So I am going to let it go on this line, and I will call you right back to your call tracking number, the number that I gave you earlier. Okay.
Okay.
Very good. I'll call you right back.